been circulated and noted on the agenda. And I can say we are considering the, it's not the adoption, I think we are considering the first draft, the draft of the BRRR report. If you could just amend that on the agenda, we cannot adopt today. It's the first time we're seeing this report.
Yes.
It's a draft report. I would want to amend it as a consideration of the draft report on BRRR review and recommendation. And then later we'll deal with the our previous minutes adoption. Is that in order to accepted members? I can see that you were
happy.
You are happy with the, those amendments. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, may I indicate that I will leave at 5:10 and present.
Thank you very much. Noted. Noted. The first item on the agenda is that our committee secretary is on leave as from Monday, and we have a caretaker, a committee secretary who is standing in for today, and the management, as we proceed, we might receive another one in the next meeting, but for today, she is here. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning, members and colleagues. My name is Cindy Bali.
Thank you very much. You are most welcome. Members, let's take to the first item of the report. I hope members did look at the report.
Yes.
Thank you. I hear yes. I received the report late yesterday afternoon. I think after 3 or so o'clock, and I've looked at it and I've identified certain errors. But I'll allow the members to make comments. But I've seen, especially on the recommendations, grammatic errors and some typing errors. But nevertheless, let's start from the. Remember, I think we'll start from the beginning, from the first page. Pages are not numbered. That's the first challenge, and I'm aware that. Members will always say to the department and entities, number your pages. And the first thing that we should know is that these pages have to be numbered to make this reference. If I may number it as we go along, your first page, is there anything numbered? Deals with the item one, the introduction. Purpose, the role, mandate, commitment, description, and of core functions of the department. On page 2, please do a number as we go along.
Yes.
Anything on page 2, members?
No.
On the first paragraph, starting from the bottom, let's start from the bottom and go up. 1, 2, 3, line 3 from the bottom. Support the achievement, these objectives. To me, that doesn't sound, if you start with the first, the whole sentence, you go up a little bit, direct, creating jobs, far right, the department does not directly execute programs, but seeks to use state ownership in the economy to support the achievement of, there's some mix of these objectives. Yeah. And then 1.4 method, anything remember? The first line you have to set off as well. This report is a culmination of the set off. Shall we proceed? Anything else? Item 1.5. Next page. Page 3, item 2, overview of the policy environment. Anything, members?
My English is not that fantastic, but that paragraph starting with fiscal and monetary policies. Is that last
line?
Second paragraph from the bottom, first line.
From the bottom?
Second paragraph from the bottom, page 3, first line. Fiscal and monetary policies.
Oh, okay.
That last word subdued. Isn't there other words you could use in economic terms? Low or something? I don't know. I'm just asking. Subdued comes as much.
Yeah, now we can't see it. Can we look at that?
Yeah.
Okay. We can look at that. Your deep end, is it spelled correctly? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 5, 6 from the first paragraph of item 2. Page 4 continues the item 2 continues to page 4. Anything, members? Nothing. Hey, let's move to 2.3 policy, key policy focus. The first line, oversee seven, because there are many. Delete that S. Anything else, members, under 2.3, page 4? Next page, continues to the next page. If nothing, remember item 3, the summary of previous year, principal recommendations made by the committee, 3.1.1. Anything that I would like us to go, because on these we're already it means we were already adopted by the House, but I realize there are number of errors in a few areas, errors on it that we must maybe try. I see a tautology on 3.1.1. Ensure the capacitation of the internal audit functioning department and state-owned companies to ensure improvement. If you could just work out. Ensure, don't repeat it, the quote that you just mentioned, and for the sentence, both sentence, and the sentence. On the second page, members, I was numbering, this is 5, we are at 5, we are going for, this report, I think it was adopted in around October, November, when I've just arrived. I think in November, last year. The next page, members that have just walked in, we are numbering as we are paging.
Yes.
We are now moving to page 6, the continuation of 3.1. Continuation of 3.1.4. Which is page 6. Anything in that continuation of 3.14 from page 6?
Before that, the bullet point just before that.
Okay. Agent development secretary.
That's correct. Development of, I don't know. It's like short,
development. That's why I'm saying it's a pity that this report you adopted the gender as it is. Let's correct it for. HND develop technical. HND develop technical. No, it's correct. HND develop technical capacity.
You put it as a word. I was just asking
within the department.
Development of, but it's fine.
HND develop technical capacity within the department to oversee its public entities. That is correct. Then let's proceed. What 3.1.5 ensure insert that all state owned entities develop, delete that end, because you're supposed to say so that you don't have a tautology of end. Mm-hmm. You put entity develop or a comma, but I've already put comma on mine, set explicit target. And that's empty. Yeah, that one is correct. And also, if you go down to the last uh, 3.1.5, we're still there, but the last line, programs for supporting SMEs inclusive of clear target, comma, delete that end. Rent values and their business efficiency program. Am I correct?
Well,
that's end. The last end.
No.
But I was saying that if you can delete the other one,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first one after the. If you say program for supporting SMEs inclusive of clear target, comma, rent values and their business efficiency program. Agreed? Thank you. Anything else below that? Up to 3.19. Members? Fine. I've got to number. And page number 6. The next one is page number 7. Anything from 3.1 to 3.1.10 to, I've noted something on 3.1.16, but before that, anything, members? Below that, the line that make an example of airline. There's nothing wrong, but it's just to rearrange it because Mango is flight by SAA, so I don't want us to separate SAA and Mango and then start to say SAA, Mango, and SAS. Just rearrange that because Mango really is not with us, but. It's still within the, yeah.
Hmm? SAA doesn't fall
sure,
out.
I should say, Manga is 100%.
Yes, it's us, but I'm saying because it comes with SAA. It comes with SAA. I don't want to separate it, to be clumsy, to say SAA, SAX.
Okay.
And Mango. I'm saying SAA. Mango and
yeah.
When SAA comes, it comes with Mango, isn't it? Page, next page, if there's nothing else, next page. Page. I did not see anything except that there are things that the committee needs to follow up, but I did not identify any. Did you see anything, things, anyway, on that page?
No, Chair, to be fair with you, I'm just focusing on the recommendations.
Okay.
I've got a lot of problems with the recommendations.
Me too.
Which I hope before I leave I can share them with you.
Okay.
I think the W every time jumps up with
the next page is number 9. Anything on that page? Item 4, overview and assessment of financial performance. Those ones I'm not worried that much because they were taken from the departmental report as paragraph. So number 9, the next one is number 10, followed by number 11. Followed by number 12. On number 12, where it started at the top million of the available budget of 24.2 million or 57.3%. The last paragraph, it says during the adjustment budget. Are you at that same member? Are we together?
Yeah.
Thank you. On that, the first, to me, it's supposed to say amounting to, and then you just insert that to and your dot dot. If you get my point, it's just that amounting. So just do that. I read. My team, I do read. number 13. The next one, number 14, the next one, 15, the next one, 16, the next one, 17, am I too fast?
No.
The next one, 18, 4.4.7, and the second paragraph must start with, because that the first paragraph started with explaining that the president transfer on such and such a date, you must also put a date on the second transfer, especially because it's another president and it's another period. And they mentioned that the 1st of August, but please confirm with the department. You can just after this confirm. I remember the acting CFO, that lady, remember the lady with you guys? She explained that, I think she said 1st of August, but confirm, 1st of August 2018, President, blah, 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 as per the act. Let's confirm that and put that date at the beginning. Next page, 19. On page 19, the last paragraph of 4.5, there are no dates there. Don't forget and take this to the system without inserting those. The amount, in fact, there is a total amount that is missing of the amount of the budget and then the date of which whatever takes place. Make a note of that. The next page, 20. The next page, 21. Next page, 22. Can you rearrange, especially you have blank pages, that 4.6.2 SAA to go to the second page as a topic, a subtopic?
Mm-hmm.
Next, those two must be on the next page, page 21. Otherwise it looks clumsy. And then page 20, next one is page 22. On your page 22, 4.7, concluding comments on financial performance, your line 1, 2, 3, 4, that is only corrected once the adjustment budget is tabled in November. The year, please. This is because this is a report. Anything else, members? If you could sort out that blank, there are too many blank pages there. There's a blank as you've been doing it, but there's another one, just two lines and it's blank, so the bottom is blank. Please sort that out. I don't know now whether I should name that one line as 23. I'll make it 23. I think so.
23?
Yes.
Okay.
So that they don't forget it. And then the next one is 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. On page 28, it starts with regards to municipalities' debt recovery. The next line, the NDP objectives on the roll. Okay, no, that one is fine, but the line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you at that one, members? The Department of Public Works Interface should outline the role of, instead of, between role and on ESCOM. We are not with me. We are behind. Are you at page number 28? Let's start with that first. You remember page number 27 is committee observations. See, committee observation at the bottom, right? The next page, 27, mine is 27. Just if it doesn't, your one is behind or up, it's fine. But the next page now, it starts with regards to municipality debt recovery. Do you see that at the top? And then at your bottom. No, it's not at the bottom. The very first paragraph, line 1, 2, 3, from the bottom of that paragraph, on your far right, you said the role ESCOM. I'm saying instead of, in between. I think we know, all of us, that the IMF, but because of these are used by students doing research, some might not know. I'm not sure whether maybe you should put it in full. What is the IMF?
International Monetary Fund.
Yes.
If a student doesn't know what the IMF is,
it's a fact. It's not a fact. It's a fact.
Spell it out.
Yeah. For research purposes. If you are just doing a not involved in financial, you might not know. Page 29, next one. After that is page 30. On your page 30, your tools of trade are leaving spaces there under E, committee observation, line 1, 2, 3, 4. Do away with those spaces, please. The next page, 31. Next page, 32. 33. 34. 35. 36. Next one, 37. Next, 38. 39. 40. Done. And then let's go back to the recommendations now, so that we are discussing. They start from page 37, 36. Let's go straight to the new recommendations.
Okay.
It's 39. You got two, last two pages. Yeah, last two pages. where I indicated that there were lots of grammatic errors and typing errors, because I would allow the members to make contributions first. Is this thing you want to?
Yeah. Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, colleagues. I'm sorry that I'll have to do it in 2 minutes and rush, and maybe just do a broad thing and then just go to Chief Whips. It's a very important one today. But Chairperson, I looked at the recommendations, and I can tell you I'm not comfortable with the way they are drafted. It's the first time that we've got recommendations like this that doesn't, as far as I'm concerned, give a clear directive to the ministers of exactly what we require them to do. Because these are things that the ministers need to do and report back to us within a certain period of time. Now, you know, just very briefly, I'm not going to... I mean, the first one, you got ensure and then ensure.
Mm.
And then committee is boards.
Mm.
I mean, what is that? Is it typographical? You know, I think you can read it later.
Mm.
Then should link the department's performance information with SOC performance. I mean, what are we saying? It just does not sound well to me, right? Then the third one, announce organizational realignment, provides an opportunity. I mean, that needs to be re-looked at completely. Right?
Mm.
Then prioritize restructuring poor performing SOCs. What are we saying to the minister? What is the injunction Parliament is giving to the minister? Specifically, clearly, so the minister can come back to us and tell us. Even on 5, assess risk related to SOCs and assess the best mechanism to ensure that buffers are created for long-term economic performance. What does that mean?
Mm.
I mean, is it clear enough? If I'm the minister, or you are the minister, chairperson, which might be soon. What are you going to do? What are you saying? What is Parliament saying to you?
Yeah.
Right? Then, improve accountability and efficiency in SOCs. How? And whose function is that? To improve accountability. Then introduce governance reforms in the area of procurement and SOE. From SOCs we've gone to SOE.
Sorry, I've not said all
those. Well, I know you would have said, Chair. And then the next one, DOE policy.
Mm.
I mean, that's typographical. 919, it should be introduced. Private sector participation planning frameworks. I mean, what is that? I'm sorry I was not at your meetings in the presentation. Maybe you know what it is, but
no.
I don't know what it is. But and then the next one, the PFMA Act, that's a repetition. We either have PFMA or we have, you know, we do remove the Act. And then even that 9111 doesn't sound right. I mean, I'm sure you'll go through it, but please read it. And then 912, it says, introduce a transparent system on SOC board appointments. Board appointments must be competency-based and their independence ring-fenced from undue political interference. Now, maybe the committee decided that we must do that. But, you know, this arm's-length approach hasn't worked very well, Chairperson, where, you know, the minister doesn't have some say over the boards and what they do. And we know what's happened with ESCOM and everybody else. And then I thought an additional concern and recommendation to the ministers must be the financial statements that were not tabled timely by the SOCs. What are we recommending? Then 915, stabilize operations, the expenditure side. Just say stabilize operations. So that one needs to be looked at. Chair, I'm sorry. But those are just my broad comments. Maybe next week I could...
Thank you. Honourable Madam. Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I'd like to agree with Honourable Singh. I think that the language here is just atrocious. And I think really need to look at how we allow a report to come to a committee with this kind of language. It's illegible. That's how bad it is. It's actually embarrassing. So I think that's the first thing we need to look at. Secondly, I agree 100% that it is not our job to instruct the minister as to how to rearrange a state-owned entity. That's not our function. The minister doesn't actually have the authority to do that. So what we're suggesting to the minister and recommending to the minister is an impossibility. He doesn't have the right to do that. That's one of the problems, is that the minister's power only goes so far, which, as we saw before, was a good thing, but in some cases is now we realise it's a hindrance, because now that one thing's completely overhauled, the minister's hands are pretty much tied to a certain degree. So in many cases we're asking for a legal impossibility. So for example, Chair, I note that 9.1.10 encourage market discipline to increase encourage market discipline to increase incentives for greater efficiency in the transport sub-program. How do you, A, that sentence makes no sense whatsoever, and two, how do we as a committee encourage market discipline? I mean, it's asking us to go to a free market and encourage discipline. I mean, it's just the way it's drafted, that there might have been good intention behind it, but you can't dictate to the market how the market disciplines itself. I mean, that's one of the reasons the AG is in existence. It's not one of our functions. Then in the next one, 9.1.11, promote the introduction of a unified legal framework for state-owned companies. Now, just that on its own, Chair, the state-owned entities, one of the problems is that the AG picked up, is that their own internal audits, they don't operate properly. They don't function. They are incapable of adhering to their own internal audits. So now we want a unified legal framework consistent with the clear domain to improve oversight and accountability by centralising the oversight of state-owned companies. Now, with respect, Chair, how do you centralise oversight of one entity that produces energy, one entity that is in charge of transport, one entity that's in charge of coal production, one entity that's in charge of armaments? It's like taking apples and saying the apple board must now oversee the equality production of apples, apricots, pears and grapes. It's the same thing. You have to compare apples with apples. The entities are so different in their very nature that this kind, if you had a legal framework when you employed people to sit on this kind of oversight body, they would have to be experts. You would have a body of 700 people. That's not what we're after. We're after the entities taking responsibility for themselves and then us being an umbrella oversight. Now, I understand. Believe you me, I'm the first one that understands that the state-owned entities are in complete disarray. But the answer isn't for us to now centralise everything and try and sort it out from a central point of view. The trick is to get each entity to be held accountable to their own responsibility. Because this, I mean, if we had to put something like this together, A, it would take years. It couldn't happen overnight. And B, we're asking virtually for the impossible. It just doesn't make sense. And the AG explained that to us the other day. It doesn't make sense. Chair, then 9.1.3, reassess state-owned companies' business models. The introduction of new business models in line with international best practice and ensure the long-term viability of state-owned entities. Firstly, we've never actually seen the full business model of our state-owned entities. Minister Brown, Minister Gigaba, they never would make these documents available to us. We used to ask every single year. It's on record. Chair, you can look at Hansard. The committee asked for it every year. Every year we asked for the KPIs, we looked for the management models, we looked for everything. Never been given to us. Then, Chair, a massive undertaking was done by government in terms of the restructuring of state-owned entities. That document seems to have just disappeared into the ether. So I don't understand why the presidential review happened if now we're not actually starting to implement some of that review. Because that document, Chair, it started, if I'm not mistaken, in 2011, and it was sort of finished around 2013. It took a long time. And a lot of work, a lot of effort was put in that document. So we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We actually have the basis in terms of the presidential review. And I'm very pleased to say the president at the time had very little to do with that review. It was done by relative experts in the field. So, Chair, link turnaround plans with well-specified implement performance targets.
Sorry, before you move to that, what is then your recommendation on the previous one?
Chair, that we need to actually like step back and look at what work has been done already. What recommendations do we make every year? And last year, my colleagues will tell you, one of the things that we asked as a committee, we said, could we have a list of all the recommendations that we've made since year one of the fifth term of Parliament? And could we see if any of those recommendations have been implemented? Could we have a comparison? We still don't have that. So, Chair, what I'm saying is that we just keep repeating ourselves. Every year we stand up for the NTDT, whatever, I'm getting tongue-tied, the BRRR, and we repeat ourselves. And, Chair, last year, Honourable Runta actually said to the researchers, because she was still in the chair at the time, she said, where is the comparative? How do we compare? We've asked for this for 3 years. Has anything actually been implemented? Chair, I can tell you with a great deal of certainty that nothing that we recommended was implemented. Because at that time, it wasn't in the political interest to implement it. Chair, the 9.1.14 linked turnaround plans with well-specified implementation performance targets. This committee still has no performance targets. We still don't know what the performance targets are. We have asked incessantly, never mind just the fifth parliament, the fourth parliament too. We've asked for the KPIs to be made available. They have never been made available. And we have undertakings from Minister Igaba first and then from Minister Brown that these KPIs would be made available to us. They have never been made available. It's one of the things that made the ESCOM inquiry so interesting is when people came and sat before us and we actually couldn't measure them against any KPIs. We knew that they must have had them. But what we do see in the AG's report and what the AG does tell us is that they meet the KPIs, but the AG himself says that their KPIs are too low. It's a KPI, Chair, that anyone in this room who is not an expert in any of those specific fields would be able to reach because they set their own KPIs. That in itself is bizarre. Why aren't we recommending that maybe the Department of Public Enterprises establishes KPIs, makes them available to this committee for scrutiny, and then make sure that those KPIs are then set for each public entity? Now, there's an idea. But this means nothing. You know, this is just all hot air. Chair, I'll leave it there for now. Sorry, but it's a bit of a
honourable service.
Chair, I have quite a number of issues to raise regarding the recommendations. The first one will obviously be the 9.2.2, the one that talks to the Minister of Finance.
Yes.
I don't understand the reason why after that transparent framework for SOCs, there must be compensation. Unless if I'm convinced otherwise.
Yeah, on 9.2.2 now.
Yes.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is that I don't see the need for that sentence that talks to compensation for public service obligations through budget transfers. I'll be comfortable if that sentence was to end there at SOCs commercial, introduce a transparent framework in terms of how to run SOCs commercial.
You want us to recommend it for the sentence to end after SOCs commercial.
Yeah.
No end. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
You leave the whole of that.
Yes. Unless if there is an explanation that will be given by the drafters. At a later stage. The second one, Chair, relates to ESCOM. And this one is going to be a new recommendation altogether.
Altogether?
Yeah.
Okay, before we move to the item 10.
Yeah, it will be a new recommendation altogether.
9.2.5.
Yes.
Okay.
And if I were to explain and give a bit of a background, because by the time we adopt our recommendations on the ESCOM inquiry, we won't have time to come back to these things. So all I'm saying is it will be important for us to put a recommendation which talks to the implementation of the recommendations of the inquiry. Because we are going to be adopting the inquiry, and by then this process would have passed already. So we won't have time to come back after we have adopted the recommendations. Mm. So all I'm saying is we will have to put a recommendation which says the implementations of the recommendations of the inquiry need to be attended to, and report be brought to us on quarterly basis in terms of the implementation. The second one, Chair, you'll remember...
Still on ESCOM?
No, not on ESCOM.
Okay.
You'll remember when we received the annual report by the department, there was an issue that talks to three entities which could not provide the AG with the financial statement. It's an issue that we cannot leave as it is. We'll have to put a very strong recommendation which attends to this particular area, so that in the near future that thing must not happen again. So all I'm saying is to the drafters, frame a recommendation warning those entities that did not provide the AG with the financial statements. I think it was, I think Subcall was one of them. You know them better. Yeah. I'm worried about recommendations of the previous BRRR, which were not attended. And if you don't bring them back here, it means you are happy that they were not attended. So I'll appreciate a situation in which strong recommendations that we made last year, those that were not attended to be brought back this year, and I've identified them already here for the drafters. I'll refer you back to those recommendations. Summary of the previous year, BRRR. And I'm starting with 3.1.2. You'll see there at the end, there's a sentence which says the department should ensure that there are punitive measures in place for underperformance against targets for board members, executives, contractors, officers, and officials of the department. We still need that recommendation. It's a strong recommendation that must come back this year, because we are still not happy about the performance of some of our boards and our entities as such. The next one will be 3.1.3. That recommendation must come back. Because 3.1.3, the one that talks to vacant posts, critical for vacant posts, unless if I've missed it somewhere, we must bring it back as a new recommendation. Because this issue is still relevant even this year. Once you don't bring it, it says you are saying this year is not relevant. All vacant posts have been filled in the department. The next one will be 3.1.7, the one that talks to the land claims and rural development issue. That issue is 3.1.7, still relevant as well, followed by 3.1.10, the shareholder management bill. that bill is not final, is not yet finalized. Once you don't bring it back, you are saying that bill has been now been finalized. And we just received a report, I think last week, that this matter remains unresolved. So it must come back as a recommendation again. We reiterate that the shareholder management bill needs to be fast-tracked this year as well. The shareholder compact that my colleague spoke about earlier. You see, the reason why we don't want instruments themselves, we want signed shareholder compact. We want to know what is it that the shareholder and the entities have entered into. Don't want instruments. All the ministers who have been with us here keep on telling us, no, we have given you the shareholder compact. We don't want shareholder compact instruments. We want signed ones. Because we want to know what is it that has been entered into. Because our responsibility is to conduct oversight. How do we conduct oversight when we don't know what the shareholder entered into with ESCO, with Transnet, for example? One signed instrument as the portfolio committee. So that as we do our oversight, we must know if the department is performing or not, and if there are challenges, we know how to attend to those challenges. So all I'm saying is that that particular aspect that talks to the shareholder, the signed one, it must come back as well. That's 3.1 and 11. I'm here to my colleague spoke about the Presidential Review Committee recommendations. We want it as well. 3.1.5 must come back. 3.1.13 ensure that all the SOCs undertake interim audits. We still want that because we still have companies with qualified audit opinions. We still have them, even this year. So once you don't bring it, it means now all the entities are unqualified, which is not correct. So we still want that recommendation which talks to the interim audit for SOCs. Because some entities are still qualified. The second last one is 3.1.70. Are you there? Address issues relating to SOCs with going concerns issues. That recommendation is still relevant this year. So it must come back. The same applies to the very next one, 3.1.18. We want quarterly reports regarding the implementations of these recommendations, all these recommendations, on quarterly basis. You must come back to us. You must come back to us and give us progress on what is it that is happening regarding the risk recommendations that we are making. Because we don't make recommendations for the sake of ticking the box, no. We make recommendations because we want them to be attended to. So we can't just every year but BRRs, we make recommendations that are not attended to. It's as if we are not here. We are not doing it just to tick the box. We want them to be attended to. Yeah, I think that was the last one. All I'm saying is that those are the strong recommendations that must come back because they are still relevant this year. Because we have noted that nothing has been done by the department and the companies that report to the department. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Any other contribution? If none, I just want to reiterate what I said earlier on, Honorable Mazon, before you arrived to the meeting, I explained that I received the report. That was my introductory remarks, that I received the report very late yesterday, around half past 3 or 4, and I observed number of errors. Hence, I requested that I propose to the committee that you take this as a draft report. That was my initial opening statement. And I did indicate that there are serious grammatic errors and typing errors, but also before we started the meeting, this was only me that was in the room at that time, before other support staff. I asked who prepared the report, because I was under the impression that maybe Desang, because Desang was rushing everything, because he was going on leave, he's preparing for his important occasion. So things were rush, and because there's also an inquiry report that is being consolidated with timelines and everything, maybe there was too much on the table for the team. And the answer is that they prepared the report together as a team, and I think faced with the other reports of the inquiry, I think maybe things went not accordingly, and that's why I said this is a draft, we looked at it, and it must go back. But I also indicated to him that we need to have an agent, a management committee, where after they have amended it, it must come to the management committee chaired by the chairperson, and you look at it before it comes back to the committee. So those were my comments. But having said that, honourable members, I said I went through deliberately to the previous recommendations of last year. And what I've observed is that there were a number of timelines that were given as 3 months, 3 months, 3 months. And the issue for me was that the current recommendation must be able to say, to talk to those 3 months timeline, whether they've been implemented or not. But having said that, bear in mind that the minister is new and he had two important things to clean up and stabilize the entities. And some of the recommendations that might find itself not being being attended to because of that reason. But the state-owned entities have been there. The department itself has been there, and it's not a total 100% excuse that the minister is new. But we'll take into consideration that the minister is faced with changing board, looking at changing the management and all of those, and dealing with the budget and all those things. But said not to let the department, to total the department off the hook. And the changes that have been happening in the department is the DG and the CFOs, but the DDGs have been there as well. They are still there as we speak. So I think we should do that and take into all the recommendations and the concerns that have been raised by the committee, and then we'll bring back the report in our next meeting. Can we leave with that, members? Honorable Mazoni?
Chair, I'm quite happy with that. Chair, what I would ask, though, is I've just been informed that Desang's special occasion is that he's getting married.
Yes.
Chair, if I could ask if you could send a letter on behalf of this committee wishing him long life and happiness and our very best wishes. We have, as a committee, I feel almost been through war together, and I feel very much that this committee is part of my family, and I would be very appreciative if you could extend our very, very fondest wishes to his son for his big day.
Another good Ranto.
You're not invited. Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, my apologies for arriving late. I had two meetings to attend to this morning from half past 8. So the other one overlapped to the other one, and this overlapped to this one also. My humble apologies. Chair, what I want to highlight or to inform the committee is that the BRRR report, we have been doing good, especially in producing BRRR reports as a committee. I think the administration, if you can avoid cut and paste and avoid repeating the same mistakes that we mentioned last time, keep on doing it. I think, I'm not sure, because as a school teacher before I came to Parliament, I used to punish people who not listening. But I don't know here in Parliament, how do we do it? Because if we said last year, the recommendations of 2014 must be stipulated, recommendations of 2015, and all that table, and it's not done, but it was written down by the administration that it should be done, and it's not happening. I'm not sure what should be done, Chair, and I'm not sure when now what would you do, but separately I can give you an advice that is not in how do you do it, for them to listen when members are speaking in the committee. I did not look at this when I got it yesterday. I did not have time. I'm pressurized by the inquiry report, which I think it is being delayed for certain reasons, if there are any reasons. It's been delayed because it has legal things that need illegal implications, and those legal implications, we don't want them to come back to us. So we don't want to rush it through it is back to our work. But I so wish the administration also can help us. If you still need more human resource to go through that work, I am willing to apply for that human resource, because really, really, everybody is asking me about this report. When is it coming to the committee? When is it discussed? But please, man, can you get the land of the administration? Sanu maneni noli for every time sine BRRR report epam kwetu. I know lunga londole. If it happens like that, it means we have people who are not competent to produce this report, and it all comes back to you. So I think we need to sorry, Chairperson, for making the overall comment, but I think it's painful to always say the same thing.
No, in fact, I'm glad you are mentioning, the members are mentioning that, because I was not there that these things were mentioned. When I was reading it and editing it yesterday, in fact, I did not finish in the office because I had another meeting to go to for 4:30. So I had to also read it in the bus going home from this morning, completed. But I was wondering, I wanted to ask the question to him when you sit at the management, whether in this committee the tables are not done for comparison, because I wasn't sure whether I'll be introducing something that maybe is not something that is required of the committee. I'm looking at it as my other case as management, part of it, but
the report of the management, but as a committee that you have, I'm glad that you have raised that. And I think, as I was saying, that how do you compare? Because I noticed that the number of previous recommendations were not implemented, and how do you compare without making that kind of a comparison and the table of comparison. With those words, honorable members, I think we can leave with and take into consideration what they said. There are punishments because very soon they'll bring their assessments to me to assess them, and then they better pull up their socks. But I'll take your advice outside of the meeting, how to punish people who, as a teacher, as a former teacher, how to punish people who don't listen. Having said that, on that note, members, can we then move to the next item on the agenda? The consideration of the previous minutes. I take that all members do have copies of it. There are four in front of myself, and I think they are put in an orderly manner. The first one is the 22nd of August, the second is 28th of August, the third is 29th August, the fourth is 12th September. Let's start with the 22nd of August. Is there a problem there? I think can the Honorable Sally be given a set of minutes? In that order. The first set of minutes is for Wednesday, the 22nd August 2018. First page, member? Anything on first page?
Nothing.
In terms of the amendment and any amendments or. The second page? Do you want me to give members 2 minutes to go through the pages? Okay.
Can I get an indication that we can go to the next page?
Yeah.
Next page, please. Page 3. On behalf of the department, is it a matter of the department?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is dramatic.
Okay. And then, is that all, member?
Yes. Check. I. This 140 rand.
Which line are you at?
4.3.
4.3. 4.3. Yes.
What is it for? Because. Okay.
Pension, who had received
114?
But if we write to
the minister, no, the question was that why are other people receiving 140 rand for the pension payout a month, they get 140 rand. And then the response was, it's because of their own deduction. Your own deduction as a person who is receiving the money. If you were supposed to receive 8,000 a month, then you have these many deductions, maybe loans and whatever, whatever. And then you ended up in hand, you get 140. That was the response that we got on that day.
By
Transnet, yes.
And Honorable Mare is supporting you on that explanation.
No, let me just explain to Honorable Cindy. Transnet is giving...
Oh, okay, you want to explain privately?
Yes, yeah, okay. The transport, your Transnet is giving out pension to those people who are working there or to their widow. But because when you got into this dealing of having loans with and then you end up, instead of getting that 8,000 rand that Transnet has deposited or is giving you, you get 140 rand because your loan sharks and your whatever, your fence,
Okay.
No, it's not them that paid their loan. It's you who are making a loan against the 8,000 that you are getting.
Oh.
And then in hand, at the end of the day, you go and withdraw only 140 out of what they are giving you.
I don't know why you wanted to do that off record because it's very important.
Really?
Because it is important, because SASSA has been having that problem for many years. It's important that people get 8,000 because of their own deductions from their income, from their pension income. They end up taking home 140.
I think, as you have indicated, that explanation is very, very critical. The reason why I was raising this thing earlier, when one comes across this minute, one must not confuse these pensions with the normal SASSA pension. So it might be important for the drafters to clearly indicate we are talking about Transnet pensioners. Because that's why I was raising this question, just looking at 4.3, which says the pensioners who had received 140 was due to different deductions made on the accounts of pensioners. I might confuse this thing with the normal SASSA pension. So.
Honorable Mara?
1.4 on top.
I wanted to indicate that. Thanks, Honorable Mare. But also what is important on what has been highlighted by Honorable Sven is and Honorable Ranzo in explaining is that you beef up that sentence and also put the figures in a proper manner. 140 rand per month.
Yes.
And write amounts in a proper manner. Because these are legal documents.
Yeah.
I think, Chair, also the deductions are not made by Transnet. It should be clear.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm happy and I move for
the adoption with amendment.
And I second the adoption of the minutes.
We are correcting the minutes, isn't it?
Yes. We
are still correcting them. Anything else?
We're
making corrections.
And then we say
amendment, or you call it amendment or correction. I made it clear. Now we are done with those amendments, isn't it? Can we now adopt?
I adopt the minutes with amendment.
Move
for the adoption of the minutes with amendment.
Oh,
okay.
Actually, that was 3.5. 3.5.
Oh, my.
3.5.
No, Honorable Maria.
No. No, we were clarifying something and it has been clarified. She needed a clarification. Can I, you already moved?
Yes.
And then seconded by who? Can we get that also? The number 5 says consideration of adoption of minutes of the 15th of August. So, Honorable Mare moved for the adoption of those minutes, not of this. Honorable Mare, no. So, I think we need to get after that we should go out of court. So, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
And then
the second. Honorable Mare, second. Thank you. Next set of minutes, members. Which is dated 28th August 2018. First page. Second page. It's not a transmission, but item 3 to say, instead of saying the chairperson of the board of ESCOM, we say the chairperson of the ESCOM board. Can you say that? So you don't have those off in a short sentence.
Yeah.
ESCOM chairperson. Mm-hmm. Or you say ESCOM chairperson.
Chairperson of the
ESCOM
board.
Chairperson of the ESCOM board. As I said earlier on.
ESCOM Board Chairperson
of Board. Please. I know you were backing with the inquiry reports this few months. And you can say. Sorry, Tim. Others are getting married, others are going to bring some new members of our population within that team. Well, very clear, team is team. Members, next page. Page 3.
When do we do matters arising?
I think there are matters that are arising from the minutes but cannot be responded to by the committee. Can only be responded to by ESCOM.
Okay, so we'll come to that. Just come to the amendment.
Thank you.
4,
Item 4, number 4 point?
Yeah, page 4, the only means the year, September 2018, that's 5.2.
5.2? 5.2, September
2018.
Anything else, members? Done. Okay, those are the amendments, and then we... Any matters arising from I can see that Honorable Ranto already has one.
Yes, Chair. On 5.1, the Interministerial Committee on Municipal Debt has established a distinction between municipalities that can pay and willing to pay, those that do not have revenue to pay, and those that are not willing to pay. What then, therefore, what is happening there and after? So I think that needs to be, that should be, we should engage ESCOM on the issue, because I think they need to clarify to us what then are they going to do, because this is not said here in the minute, and I'm not sure if it's the drafters or the ESCOM left it hanging like this.
No, sir, so your mic, Honorable Zwelly, is off, is on.
No.
Any further arising matters?
I think, Chair, also all the matters that ESCOM has reported, that they reported them on the 28th of August, that would be done in the next few months. We need to then pick them up also and get a proper response if those things have happened. We have a tendency, Chairperson, in all the committees, the whatever response that we get that has a hanging answer, we therefore leave it. We don't go back to that answer if it's still hanging and go forward with other things. I think those things that are like the one that is, there is an ongoing process to appoint a permanent chief financial officer. The post will be filled by the end of September 2018. Did that happen? Well, ESCOM must come back and report if that has happened. Is that CFO in a permanent post, or is that CFO still acting? Yeah, because we expect them to appoint a permanent CFO.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ranto. This reminds me of, I'm on record in my previous Committee of Human Settlements saying to the committee secretary and their colleagues, is that I still feel that the municipal council minutes are the best than parliamentary ones. Because your municipal council meeting, a minute, will have a line and a column of actions. That's why on my own book I always have a red pen and write actions. Because that action column will say to you what is outstanding, what has been passed, what needs to be done by who, by when. And you are able easily to go back and it's both in the legislature and here in parliament, the minutes of parliamentary institutions doesn't take into consideration those. And I think that gives difficult to the personnel to go back, but I think they must make it their business to do that. Otherwise, I'm still convinced that the council meetings, I've never been a councillor, but as an official observing, council meetings are still better than parliamentary, the way the minutes are written. Honorable Mr.
And then
followed by Mr.
Chairperson, can we offer your services to the Chair of Chairs to provide this necessary training for all the staff in his office that should know it?
I don't know if it's the way parliament is structured.
Any good chance?
Oh, okay.
Anything like good chance.
Alright. Honorable Sally.
You see, Chair, you raised that particular issue on a lighter note, but to me it's a very valid point. because you remember earlier when we were talking about the BRRR, mm-hmm. the result of us sitting with issues that we talk from time to time and nothing happens is exactly what you have indicated. Now we have noted more than 10 recommendations that we have made in the past were never attended to. But if we had that particular approach that you are suggesting, we wouldn't be where we are. But it's just to second that we need to find a way to attend to this particular area.
Thank you very much. Indeed, I raised it at the meetings of with the committee that chair, but it might be something for we're preparing for the next parliament. This is parliament, they'll work better than us. Thank you, members. I just want to...
I don't think that in our first session we did raise any matters that
nothing arises. I'm comfortable.
The responses were spot on.
I thought so, but I needed your confirmation.
No.
Thank you very much. We now need to adoption, please. The move for adoption, please. Can I get a mover?
Honorable Nobanda?
Yes, ma'am. I vote for the adoption of all the minutes with the amendment.
The set of minutes that
was given. All of them. 28th of August.
I'm second, Honorable Nobanda.
With an amendment, not all of them, for only for the 28th of August. Thank you, members.
The next set of minutes
is 29th of August. Members, first page, I know on first page more members are looking at their names on the first page.
Yeah.
They recorded that they did attend the meeting or they did forward an apology. Can we move to the next page now?
The second page, members?
Fine. The first page.
The first page is fine and the second page?
Fine.
That's too quick.
That moving part.
The second Honorable Nobanda.
Page 3, please. You still have plenty of time, members. It's not even at 11 o'clock, so relax. page 3.
Nothing.
Other members are still reading.
Yeah, right.
Fine. Page 4. Are we correct, members? Honorable Ranso wants to say something? Or you are thinking aloud?
Honorable Nobanda?
5.8. That's the decision to move FAA to.
Please, don't disturb her.
Decision to move FAA to DPE. I don't understand this one. And this is SAA is in finance. Did it move there? Mm-hmm. Where was I then when it was moved?
You were out of the country.
I was out of the country. Are you confused?
5.9. Mm-hmm. All the routes of sex can be profitable. At this moment, that's all of them are profitable. Mm-hmm. Those that are profitable, they're actually running now again. I know that he said it. There are a few of them profitable and they're running then. And not all are profitable.
Yeah.
I think that's the winning great thing. All of them can be profitable.
Any other comments? Remember? If none, I would just like the members to...
What does it say here?
Yes.
Can you go to 5.10?
5.10, yes. So I was on that. Okay,
oh,
now come in. Yeah, oh, I was on 5.10, but I will allow you. First.
Yeah, 5.10, it says the company has lost the highly skilled employees who had left due to governance challenges. That is a response from... Yeah, from what's this? From Janelle, from South African Express. This, to me, this sentence is vague. I think it needs to be beefed up because the questions are not under the responses are not under each question. The responses are all alone, written alone, and then the responses are given on the other page or down or on, yeah. So it sounds like
the sequence
and
has to be rearranged. But also, Honorable Rand, what I picked up is that I don't think it is true that they left due to government challenges only.
There are other reasons.
So
you
some people have messed up that organization, so it can't be just government only. So, and I don't know how can we beef it up.
Yeah, like job security, because then there's a problem and they actually don't want other jobs. Otherwise, you must stop the thing. The company has lost some highly skilled employees. Point.
Yeah, we don't know what is going to come out after the investigation.
Yes.
So,
But can we then say the company has lost the highly skilled employees? But I can't say it because it's not me who has responded. Did they say there are other investigations that are still going on?
I'm still a member.
No, I need to.
Any other matters arising from this minute?
No matters arising. I'll just move for the adoption.
I'll take it.
Oh, okay. This record, members, this record.
I've moved for the adoption of the minute.
With amendment.
Record, Mr. Marek, you're supporting the statement. And the mic must just go to you because these ones are not recording anything.
I support the adoption of the minute.
One mic.
29th of August.
Thank you. Minute duly adopted. The next set of the minutes is on the 12th of September 2018. I do answer to apology, Mr. Soft, indicated. Page 12, I'm sorry. Set of minutes of the 12th of September 2018. First page. There is an opening remark there, is there anything that you'd like to amend or subtract or delete? If none, page 2. Thank you.
form. Okay. This one is important also, the part that deals with the interim report or draft report. Item 2, we must check that if that is recorded properly. Very important to know. I've noticed it, I don't see any problem with it, but as a member might. Yeah, fine. Okay, good. Good stuff. The other item on that page, the whole page, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Can I have a mover?
Another.
We're done. Are we done with the amendment? Look, let Mr. Fark want to come in. Is it as an amendment? Oh, you want to move to a set? Okay. Let me start with Honorable. Honorable Mare.
I move to accept, Chair. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Yes. Honourable Murray?
I move to second.
No, you second. Okay, thank you. You move to second. It's right. thank you very much. The minutes are duly adopted. But I think Honourable Ranto was correct to say, is there any
metal?
Honourable Ranto?
Yes, Chair. I want to have a matter arising, especially on the inquiry report. And members, remember, we asked that each committee to each political party
to submit their
recommendations. No political party has submitted recommendations, and Mr. Vanara left Parliament. We wanted him to check the report so that he advised if we can be able to adopt the report as it is, the interim report as it is. But because it's so difficult now to speak to him and to give him a thick document to look at what we have put in as a committee, that has delayed us a bit. It has delayed the administration also to go forward. But today, because I spoke to him a few days ago, then today it's going to be finalized, the report. I am going to send it today. I'll ask my administrator, my secretary, to put it in the pigeonhole of members. Yeah? Mm-hmm. All of you members. Maybe in the evening, maybe you'll get it tomorrow in the morning, because I'm going to deal with it after this meeting up until maybe late. Then late, I'll put it in your pigeonhole. I am allowed to go to the pigeonholes of the opposition parties, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Honorable Felix?
Because you were on record, we might want to amend your statement.
Oh.
All parties did not submit except the ANC. The ANC did submit.
Oh.
I'm correcting that because you were on record.
Thank you, Honorable Sedi, and thank you for correcting me.
Thank you. I thought I'm part of, maybe I think I'm part of your opposition party. That's why
No, you were talking as a chair of the entire, so that's fine. But the ANC is reminding the chair of the inquiry that they did submit.
Yeah.
Okay, we noted that.
Okay, record, honorable members. I might be wrong with my opinion. My understanding is that it's correct to adopt means, which is both you amend and adopt, and then you discuss matters arising. Even after or before, it can be done, but it's not wrong to discuss after the adoption. I just wanted to clear that.
No, it's not on this one, Chair.
Okay.
The these changes that continue to happen in the department with regard to acting positions at the level of the DG.
Which item are we?
It's a side issue. It's part of matters that are
or a way forward, any other business on the agenda. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's also confusing us as members of this committee. These changes that continue to happen. The other day when I checked with the one that I knew to be an acting DG, he says, no, just this morning there were some changes. Unless you from your office, you have been taken on board about these things. We don't want to micromanage the department, but it might be important for us to find a way to deal with this particular aspect in such a way that it does not cause confusion. It's just a concern. As I've indicated, we don't want to micromanage the department, but I don't think it's correct the manner in which we are doing it.
Noted, members, but I think in our last meeting, we did indicate that if there are important changes, it's just a matter of a communication. Communication can be through the email, can be through the SMS, because SMS is also a legal document. You say it can be through a phone call just to alert the chairperson, and I think that has been covered. But the issue of the person being told this morning, I don't think it was correct. You remember the DG, the acting DG himself said, for the past 3 days I've been visiting Department of Affairs in HR. Remember that statement?
Mm-hmm.
So it was not a case of that morning. And I think that official really was making a mistake to say that because the DG did mention that he had acting DG, the new acting DG, did mention that he had a meeting with all the management of the department. You recall that?
No. I'm saying probably by the time I wanted to clarity on one particular aspect.
Oh.
Those changes had just happened that particular morning.
Oh, okay. No, thanks. I did not get you correct on that part. Thanks for clarifying that. Okay. That is noted, and I think the our link with the ministry, Mr. Hendrix is taking note of that, and we did raise that. Last weekend, we are amending that request. Thank you. Noted.
Honorable members, on our agenda, what is voted on standing? I don't think there is anything outstanding.
Not unless, I always, because now we are rushing for the report of the inquiry, I always ask the chair of the inquiry if is there anything that you would like to make an announcement of.
No, Chair, I've done the announcement to the committee.
The report,
is it not recorded?
I've done the announcement earlier on. Yeah, but on...
Off record, the ANC members, the members only, not the staff, the members, can they remain behind?
I'm being reminded that as I indicated earlier on that I would like to meet with the team on the report of the BRRR. But my secretary is here. She will look at the diary and then let you know. Thank you. She's observing. Thanks for that. And inform the team.
No.
Thank you so much. But it's quite urgent. Yeah? Thank you so much, honorable members. I think we've come to an end of the meeting, and thank you to our guests. And there is a remained lunch there, brunch there. Please help yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome, members.
For the good meeting, yeah? We finished it very early.
Around 9 o'clock.
Yeah. No, but the ANC is telling us, all our members are still heavy.
in their branch. Let's have our branch choose our branch and then ANC will remain as other. I don't like the ANC to take out the members of my committee. This ANC.